This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
All right, here we go. Our guy Andrew Wagner joins us now. Good afternoon, Mr. Wagner.
Bearcats win 11-6. First win in the tournament since 2019.
Who they beat? Parkside?
Wake Forest.
Ooh, Wake Forest. Okay. Wake Forest, they've had a good team for a while.
Yeah. It's all over them.
So what we learned
in the first two innings.
Yeah, what we learned in the break, and I guess I've probably known at some point and just forgot because I'm old, that Wagner here went to the University of Cincinnati, which now explains the Bengals love and so forth. So do y'all want Luke?
The Bengals predate my enrollment at Cincinnati. The Bengals fandom has been there since childhood. So,
is that why you picked Cincinnati to go to?
No, it was the only school that accepted me.
Come on.
You know the old saying, so and so could have been an A student if he would have applied himself.
Oh, that's most kids. Yeah.
Twas I.
That was most of us.
They had a 1.7 GPA and a 32 on the ACT. So I frustrated a lot of teachers at Pius High School. Let's just put it that way.
And look at you now. Successful.
Look at me now.
A successful young buck that you are. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Join us right now. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Your thoughts on this DL Hall idea of being an opener tonight in Philadelphia as the crew rides a 4-game winning streak heading into Philly?
I mean, I like it. The Phillies have a really, really strong group of lefties at the top of their lineup. Go for it. Play the matchups at first time out. See what you can get out of him. Maybe you get through the order once and then you can, get Priester a little deeper. It's probably the smart thing to do with a young guy who's still trying to figure it out against a really, really good offensive lineup.
You know, the other thing going into this series, we were asking earlier, what does a successful weekend for the crew look like to you as a fan? Best team in the NL. You miss Zach Wheeler, but all three of these starters for the Phillies are all sub-3 ERA guys going in this series against the Milwaukee Brewers. I said earlier, just get one, right? In worst case scenario, yeah. You get back on Monday and you're 500. I'm fine getting one. If you get two, it is okay. They've definitely turned the corner, the Brewers have, and they are definitely now put that bad part of their season behind them and are now finally right again.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Go in there and try and get one. You know, it's going to be a fight. The Phillies are playing spectacularly good baseball right now in all facets of the game. and their pitching has led the way. They're going up, and you're right, you're missing Wheeler, but you're going up against three guys who are absolutely shoving right now. Get one and come back home, and or not, go to Cincinnati, I believe, and you regroup. That's the best case, I think, right now. Go in there and just try to get one, and everything else is gravy.
Right, and right now, the Cincinnati Reds look like they are about to beat the Chicago Cubs to end that series. So we'll see what they look like by the time the Brewers get to them next week. This Brewers team, as it sits right now, as we've talked about before, starting pitching looks like it's going to get solidified. Quintana looks like he's going to be the starter coming up on Sunday to end this series in Philadelphia. So I'm good there. How much longer can they go with Joey Ortiz as a starting shortstop on this roster?
Until they find someone that can take the job. That's the thing, is, you know, there isn't a likely obvious candidate waiting in the wings right now at AAA pounding on the door. You know, you look at the Nashville roster and you've got some options there, but they're not proven. The thing is, Ortiz is still playing good defense, so that buys him some time, but he's got to start hitting, and they got to find, if he doesn't, they got to find something. I don't know what, I don't know where, but they got to find something.
Talking with Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I'm sure Tommy Wirtz has probably asked you this before, but I don't think I've asked you this before. Is there a strategy or a purpose as to why the Brewers lineup is always like the last to be posted?
No, we wanted that ourselves. You know, we it's one of those, I have no explanation for it, and it kind of is at the point now where we just kind of expect it every day. You know, I don't know if it's they're going through medical things or they're doing whatever, or is it strategy? I have no clue. I have no clue.
It's interesting because earlier, back in the first hour of the show, I looked at ESPN for today, and the Phillies lineup was already posted. Now, the Brewers lineup is posted now, so an hour to game time, and the lineup is up, which is absolutely fine. And Joey Ortiz, yes, he is still in the lineup at this point. The guys right now in this lineup, as we look at it, who do you think is going to play significantly better before the end of the season?
I still think that Ortiz will figure it out. It may take a stint down in AAA at some point to get him sorted out. Again, that means they have to have someone they can bring up to give him a blow. I think Christian Yelich will play significantly better. I do believe that Christian Yelich will go on one of those Christian Yelich hot streaks. It might be late in the season, but what better time to do it? I just don't see him scuffling sub 200 through an entire year. I just find that really hard to believe. I think Contreras, as his finger tries to get better, might start to show more pop. But those are the three guys I think you're going to see better from before the year is done.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Truly appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll hear you coming up between 4:30 and 5:30 with Tommy Wirtz on Inside the Clubhouse, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.